Earlier, I caught up with Leszek Wolnik, curator at the Copper House Gallery. The Copper House Gallery is a Dublin City art space dedicated to curating and promoting contemporary photography and Irish art. Currently on show is The Art of Superstition, an exhibition of Irish illustration. Illustrators Ireland presents a wonderful new group exhibition examining the world of irrational beliefs, featuring 40 works from 40 leading illustrators. I'm joined by Leszek Wolnik, curator at the Copper House Gallery for The Art of Superstition, an exhibition of Irish illustration. Leszek, you're very welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for coming into the gallery.
Leszek, The Art of Superstition launched last Friday night, the 10th of October, and runs up to the Halloween night, concluding with a big Halloween thing.
Big Halloween party, yeah.
For our listeners who aren't aware of the Copper House Gallery, can you first inform us of what you actually display at the gallery itself?
Oh, we display a huge and wide eclectic range of exhibitions. We have a particular passion for photography. We love illustration. We also host some painting shows, and our curatorial practice here would really focus around, I suppose, issues to do with identity and the human condition. We're particularly interested in gender and sexual issues, and produce some quite edgy shows here dealing with those subjects.
So it'd be kind of a contemporary kind of themed events that you would run, would it be?
They'd be pretty contemporary, but we wouldn't like people to think that contemporary was light. We really try and delve very, very deeply into artist practices, and we try and encourage very deep thinking work.
Okay. Now, Illustrators Ireland presented a wonderful new group exhibition examining the world of irrational beliefs and featuring 40 of Ireland's leading illustrators, including the likes of PJ Lynch, Steve Simpson, and children's laureate Niamh Sharkey. Would you be able to walk us through some of the outstanding prints that are available in the Copper House Gallery?
Oh, I'd love to do that, because the work is really exciting. I suppose the first thing that we'd need to say is, although I'm curator of the gallery here, the entirety of the show was curated by Peter Donnelly, who's one of the kind of strong lights in Illustrators Ireland, and he put in a huge amount of really just work to make sure that this show is as cohesive as strong as it is. I suppose the first piece I'd like to talk about is one of the very first pieces you encounter when you come in, and that's Vatican Voodoo Brand by Niall McCormack. This is a terrific piece. It's very reminiscent of one of the advertisements that you would get on the inside of one of the very early DC comics. Niall has this lovely way of kind of rooting through old comics, through old images, and picking up some of, I suppose, the textures and printing screens, and then using his illustration skills to match those together to kind of bring them in, dealing with kind of contemporary issues, but making the work look very, very, very old and very, very worked. And it looks terrifically authentic and engaging. And this piece really is kind of poking fun at our own superstitions, at some of our own kind of dearly held beliefs. He's really kind of trying to equate Catholicism with perhaps some other, I suppose, spirit-based beliefs, and he does it in a very amusing and engaging manner. Yeah, millions of satisfied customers, as it says at the end, for the Jesus Christ Juju incense.
It has a kind of wonderful mix of, like, as you said, like, one's own personal beliefs mixed with myth, mixed with superstition as well. There's a nice...
He does, and without it being in the slightest bit offensive, he's really kind of exploring the idea of religion as product, and religious as something that's perhaps packaged and a little bit formulaic, even in the idea of, you know, having a tin of incense, because, you know, it requires a formula. And again, there's another really nice line in there: 2,000 years of expertise and Juju essence is beyond compare. It's pretty cool stuff.
So there's plenty of humour involved as well.
Huge humour. Oh, and beware of imitations.
Okay, on to your next piece that you
next piece here is a piece called Good to Keep the Yang Up by Jesse Campbell Brown. And it's a man, an elderly man, wearing what looks like a scout mouse's hat, and he's standing on a tiger pelt with the face tilted up and the mouth open and snarling, and these shadowy figures in behind. And when you look very closely, you can see that they're actually investigating the corpse of another tiger. And this man is eating a bowl of rice or a bowl of noodles, and covering his genitalia, he has this wonderful kind of firework display. And what Jesse is investigating here is the superstition of people believing that soup made from tiger genitalia actually enhances male prowess. And it's a terrible, terrible thing, but many of the tigers in the world are just being simply killed and destroyed to support this superstition. This is a beautiful piece. It's very deeply worked with hundreds and hundreds of layers, and you really need to stand in front of it and let your eyes become accustomed to the darkness within the image, whereupon you just see so much. You know, you're not initially aware of kind of the dogs at the front or just the entirety and richness of the background.
Would it be fair to say that it by looking at it, it does take a while for your eyes to actually adjust, like walking from the light into a dark room?
It does. And people kind of tend to think of illustration as being kind of drawing-y, but these works, I mean, all of the works here, no matter how complex they are, how simple they are, they are absolutely immersive works. When you stand in front of them, you can absolutely get lost in them, and you just see more and more and more and more. And some of them really bear repeated looking and repeated investigation.
The thing I enjoy about this piece in particular is that it actually does, it absorbs you as a belief would absorb you, or a superstition would absorb you, and or even consumes you.
Yeah, oh, totally. See, the funny thing is, and again, I'm so embarrassed here, I'm only just seeing it, there's actually this little photograph over the workbench of this kind of young East End girl. Obviously the object of this man's would be affections.
It's a base, it's the small details hidden away as well.
It's so subtle.
Now we're looking at Blasphemy by Kevin McSherry. Would you be able to tell us about this piece?
Yeah, this piece is superbly worked. It's a beautifully worked spoof on one of the colour plates from one of Enid Blyton's Noddy books. And what we have is we basically have Noddy nailed to the cross, and we've Mr. Plod striding off, notebook in hand, clearly satisfied with the job that he's just done, and the tagline goes, "Well said, Mr. Plod, he really was becoming a nuisance." It's just so beautifully worked, and it's hysterically funny. It's absolutely hysterical, and it's just lovely. It's so authentic looking. And again, you can see a lot of Kevin's painterly skills here, because although it's very, very bright, there's actually a kind of nighttime sky, and the nighttime sky gives this an absolute huge, huge kind of feeling of unreality. And I mean, it really gives it a very, very surreal wash.
Has a kind of a fairy tale type of feeling off it.
Totally, totally.
And the one thing that I've noticed so far by looking at the piece is that the theme itself is about superstition, but it's the interpretation by each individual artist, and they're taking it. It is all very individual, all very, very original as well.
It's so individual. And what's lovely about it is all of the artists are just examining, you know, the human condition. They're kind of looking at the foolish things we do, the foibles we have, and just the irrational way that we behave. And I love the little twists and the little kicks of normality that come out of these images. It's like the best of comedy, where something appears very familiar until we look at it a little bit more deeply, and then all of a sudden you kind of think, it's not what I'm looking at. This is something something completely different.
Our last piece we're going to look at is Superstitions by Margaret Ann Suggs. Would you be able to tell us about this piece?
Yeah, this is a beautiful piece, very, very simply done. It's an original work, in as much as many of the other works are actually produced on a computer, whereas this is a really rather beautiful pen and ink watercolour, beautifully worked, and it features a pair of child's shoes, perhaps a three-year-old, a four-year-old, and they're kind of like the beautiful Starkwright or Clark sandals that would come in red leather with the lovely flower-pierced decorations on the uppers, and then these kind of delicately stitched soles, and just that lovely kind of strap, you know, these very eponymous children's shoes. And the main tagline says, "I was raised believing red shoes are for hookers and children." And you kind of go, oh my God. But then you kind of start thinking about really what happens to people through life, because, you know, hookers and children, it's the same person, and yet the kind of experience and our perception of them are as folk from different planets. And it's kind of very interesting. It makes us think about how we grow up, what we grow into, and I think it's just a really kind of nice look at so many very deep and kind of disturbing questions, but in an incredibly light-hearted and funny manner. And I think it's a lovely way of introducing. It's just so many different subjects, and there's some lovely little taglines, like Cinderella was all about the shoe, and daydreamers should put lead in their shoes to weigh them back to earth. It's just lovely. Just so many little thoughts.
Illustrators Ireland has presented this wonderful group exhibition examining the world of irrational beliefs, featuring works from 40 Irish leading artists. The exhibition itself is going on till the 31st of October. But from this date till that, some of the artists will be giving talks and workshops on some of the pieces as well, and some of the inspirations that inspired them, I guess, to create their pieces.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. We have a lovely program. Basically, we're having an event every Tuesday, and that everybody is welcome to, not just illustrators and artists. Anyone that's kind of interested in this, which is more than welcome to come along. Every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we've several of the illustrators giving a presentation. Next week, some of the younger members of Illustrators Ireland are going to talk about how they came into illustration, their work, and how their kind of practice is going. And then the final talk on Tuesday week will be basically several of the artists will come in and talk in depth about their work and in depth about the kind of philosophy in making. Jesse, I know, is going to talk about the making of his piece, which is very, very interesting because he has so many layers involved in there. And I would love a tour through that very, very complex piece.
Leszek Walnek, curator with the Copper House Gallery, thanks for inviting us into your wonderful gallery and for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for visiting. Come again.
The Art of Superstition, an exhibition of Irish illustration, runs until the 31st of October at the Copper House Gallery in Dublin 8. For more information, log on to thecopperhousegallery.com.